A Prayer to Not Borrow Trouble by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Lately, this world's given us a plethora of fresh new reasons and recycled old ones to walk through our days in fear, confusion, worry, and shame. We can borrow trouble for hard days that haven't even hit us yet. Can you relate? Recently, while I was running along the lakeshore, I wondered when the next injury will sideline me. If I'm not careful to take these thoughts captive, these blessed moments of respite become riddled with anxiety and paranoia about health. Ugly habits can begin to seep through the cracks in my armor. I begin to take credit for all I have and get to do while worrying about when it will all end and things will get hard again. I forget to prioritize time with God the way I do when I desperately need Him to relieve some real-life pain. Idols can seep in and swell up in my heart, pushing my Savior aside. Or worse yet, I can fail to stop and fully enjoy the blessing God's given to me. Remembering God only gives me one day to live at a time relieves my tension. Today's verse reminds me to let go and let God do what God does. The NIV Biblical Theology Study Bible explains, as regularly as generous giving depletes the resources of the cheerful giver, God's grace replenishes what is needed. This gives such a person complete sufficiency that comes from depending on an all-sufficient God. The Voice paraphrase of what Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 3:20-21 reads, "Now to God, who can do so many awe-inspiring things, immeasurable things, things greater than we ever could ask or imagine through the power at work in us, to Him be all the glory in the church and in Jesus the Anointed, from this generation to the next, forever and ever. Amen." So today, I smile as I run down the road, especially when it's hard and hurts. My eyes see my Creator's hand as I cruise by the water. And I can then take intentional time to peacefully watch the world go by from my front porch. Because this day, God made. So I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Father, for the scenery you paint on the landscape of my life, and the breath you fill my lungs with, the friends you surround me with to share laughter, and the family to love and be loved by, all the glory goes up to you. Your faithfulness is never ending. Your mercy's new every morning. There's none like you, Abba, Father. Calm my anxiety, worry, and fear over when the calm water will kick up again. Help me to not borrow trouble for hard days that aren't here yet. Increase my confidence in you, my wisdom, and my ability to let your love flow freely through my everyday life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.